blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood, and what He did for me on Calvary is more than enough. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. Trusting God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior.
Singing next Sunday during morning worship service. Funeral announcements. Women's Christian Growth, June 6th at 10:30 a.m. June 7th, Communion Sunday. June 8th through June 11th, Baptist General State Convention Annual Session. June 13th, Men's Christian Growth Fellowship at 10:15 a.m. June 15th through June 19th, UMBC Vacation Bible School starts at 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. nightly. June 1st is Father's Day. June 22nd through June 26th, National Baptist Convention Congress of Christian Education. And June 27th, Ministry Leads Meeting at 10 a.m., followed by Board of Directors Meeting at 11 a.m. And I have an invitation from Salem Baptist Church in Champaign, where the Reverend Dr. Jerry L. Wilson is pastor. Join us for our 160th Church Anniversary Gospel and Fellowship Luncheon, a legacy of faith, fellowship, and praise. Come celebrate 160 years of ministry, worship, and service at Salem Baptist Church. This special afternoon will feature uplifting gospel music, smooth jazz, fellowship, and delicious luncheon as we give thanks for God's blessings through generations. This will be on June 27th at the Holiday Inn in Champaign, Illinois. Address is 101 Trey Circle Drive in Champaign, Illinois. Tickets are $60 a person or $600 for a table. Come celebrate 160 years of God's grace guiding us through our future. And this concludes our morning announcements. I turn it over to the pulpit.
Like to say good morning to everyone, those on the inside and more so those that may be listening to us in the parking lot. God has truly blessed us and is still blessing us. We pray that each and every one of us will have a better relationship with Him and a stronger relationship with Him, because this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And on behalf of our pastor, Dr. Eugene Williams, and the Union Missionary Baptist Church, we welcome you to our Sunday morning service. At this time, if you can stand, those that can. We're going to repeat our Lord's Prayer chant, our Lord's Prayer. It says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And if you remain standing from Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. In the King James Version, it reads, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Love God, love others. Thank you. You may be seated. This time we'll have a selection from our choir.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come to praise our God. For truly this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Anybody have a hallelujah? Anybody have a thank you, Jesus? He's worthy today. He's worthy of all of our praise. Amen. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity to praise and lift up the mighty name of Jesus on today. Amen. We thank God. The last week we were able to breathe in and breathe out and see another day and celebrate 134 years as Union Missionary Baptist Church. We don't give God some of the praise, but we give God all of the praise. Because it's not about us. It's about what God has done, is doing, and going to do through what we call the ministry of Union Missionary Baptist Church. There's some that may not have been able to be here on last week. There may have been some who had not been able to be here on last week. And we had some gift bags. Sister Romelde is standing there, beautiful young lady there by the door. She has a bag there. If you want the bag, you weren't here last week and you want the gift bag, we have those for you. Amen. 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 Now at this time, we'll ask if you prepare, please. Prepare for our tithe and our offering. Amen. Luke chapter 6 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." If you'll please stand as the finance committee comes. Amen. Don't move yet. We got to pray. Amen. As the finance committee comes. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless this offering for kingdom use. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Amen. Will you please stand, face the inner aisle, those from the rear, the ushers will lead. If you will come and walk toward me, and then face the outer aisle and go back to where you were seated. Thank you so much.
It's prayer time. We look at all the things that are going on in the world today. If you actually look at all the things that are going on in our cities today, it's prayer time. Thanking the Lord for every day that He has allowed us to be able to open our eyes and get up. It's prayer time. Thanking the Lord for every step that He lets us take. It's prayer time. Don't feel like praying for yourself. You can pray for somebody else. You can pray for me. It's prayer time. Those that would like to stand, join us in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for the blessings that You have bestowed upon us. We thank You for this day. We thank You for allowing us to be able to open our eyes, get up, and see a brand new day that You have made, and rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank You for this day, for letting us be able to breathe, letting us be able to hear, letting us be able to see. Father, we thank You for the mercies and the grace that You bestow upon us. We pray that Thou would continue to watch over and bless us. Father, we pray for a blessing not only on Union, but every church that's open today and worshiping in Your holy name. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, was buried in a borrowed tomb, and rose that third day morning with all power in His hand. We thank You that He's gone away to prepare a place for us, and that someday He's coming back to gather those that are called by His name. Father, we just thank You that we are being able to come into the house of prayer this morning, that we may be able to fellowship with one another. Father, we thank You for just continuing to watch over, bless, and keep us. We ask for Thy blessings upon our pastor and his family. Bless him as he brings the word this morning. Touch our hearts so that we may have ears to hear and eyes to see. We may not just be hearers of the word, but we may be doers also. Father, this blessing we ask in our Son Jesus' name, and we pray. Amen. This time we turn service into the hands of the pastor.
Amen, amen. We want to keep the family, the prayer of Sister Sylvia Collins, amen. Her services will be here, I believe, at 2 o'clock on Wednesday. And Reverend Larry D. Johnson, his services will be on Tuesday here. So we want to keep those families in our prayers. Amen. 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 As God has made a decision, and it may not always be comfortable, but we honor God who is the decision maker. Amen. Ought to be some amens to that. God is the decision maker. Amen. Amen. If we trust God, we have to trust His decisions in everything. Amen. Amen. There's two things that He called us to be from the Great Commission. And that's one is to be a disciple, and the second is to make disciples. Amen. Amen. He says, go ye therefore. And you know the rest. If you don't, you can find that Matthew 28:16-20. But it basically says, be two things. Be a disciple and make disciples. Amen. Amen. That's what we are here called to be and do. I know it's Memorial Day weekend, and you may have some hot dogs and hamburgers and some relish on your mind. But let's give God some time. Amen. Amen. Let's give God some time and focus in on who God is. I want to thank God for all of our guests who have come on today, those who are on the outside, inside, listening in. We thank God for you. If you have your Bibles on today, I want to talk about the presence of God. the presence of God, that God is always present. There's nowhere that you can go and God is not there. Psalm 139 verses 7 through 8. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Psalm 139 verses 7 through 8 is what I will be reading. But if y'all can help me just lift that up just a little bit. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Psalm 139 verses 7 through 8. If you know it, can you please lift it up? Oh, Jesus.
Jesus is the answer.
Song says for the world. For the world today. Oh, above him there is no other.
Above him there's no other.
Trying to figure it out. God is already working out because
Jesus is the way.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus is the answer.
Oh, for the world today. Oh, yeah.
Above him there's no other.
Psalm 139, 7 through 8.
Jesus is the way.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus is the answer.
Oh, for Psalm 139, verse 7 through 8.
Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no Jesus is the way.
My brother, my son, be kind to me on this morning and please stand with me if you're able. Psalm 139, key verse 7 through 8. Key verse 7 through 8. But if you stop there at that verse 1 of Psalm 139, Psalm 139, Psalm 139, starting at that verse 1, key verse says 7 and 8. Talking about the presence of God. Psalm 139, King James Version is what I shall be reading from. If yours sounds different, that may be the reason why. Watch this. It says, Psalm 139, verse 1 says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting, my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my living, my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue. But lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Verse 7 and 8. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up in heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Just for a few minutes, if you'll work with me on this morning, I want to share something that will help you with your discipleship, following Jesus, forsaking all to follow Jesus, and help that personal relationship grow and be nurtured. I want to put something in your basket on today, and it's simply, You can't hide the inescapable presence of God. You can't hide the inescapable presence of God. What I'm trying to say is, wherever you go, whatever you are going through, good, bad, or indifferent, God is there. No matter if you're taking a breath in, My brothers and sisters, God is there. You're taking a breath out. God is there. Every time you have a thought in your mind, my God, who stepped out on space and said, let there be, he is there. Is there anybody here this morning that needs to be reminded that no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, God is there. Imagine a child playing hide and seek, believing they've found the perfect hiding place. I don't know about you, but I was a good hide and seeker. I would find places like under the bed, in the closet, behind the couch. I would go in some place where I thought nobody could find me. But sure enough, I'd be curled up in the corner somewhere, curled up under the bed, thinking that nobody would find me. But as soon as they counted to 10, they was right there on me, knowing exactly where I was. If you look at it, we can think that we're hiding from God or think that God is not there, but no matter where you are, even under a rock, God knows where you are. Even if you're in a valley very low, God knows you are there. Maybe you are in some turbulent seas and the wind is blowing and tossing your ship from this way and that way. Can I remind you? God is there. No matter where you go, he can find you. No matter where you go, he knows where you are. Now, when I look about hide and go seek, it's an innocent game, but it reminds us of our relationship with God. We often think that we can outrun God, hide from God, outthink God, but you can't escape God's presence. Psalm 139 reminds us, no matter where you go, no matter what you think, God is there. That's a promise worth shouting about. It said that in verse 1, it says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. Thou knowest my down sinning and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Verse 1 and 2, as I look at that, that reminds me, it does not matter what position I'm in. It doesn't matter where my location is. God knows what's going on. Don't feel isolated. Don't feel left out. Don't feel lost. Did you hear it? I heard it this morning. I opened up my ears. I heard it. I heard the birds chirp. That's a blessing from the Lord to hear the birds chirp. Oh, I heard it. I heard it. Did you hear it? The garbage truck going on down the street. Yeah, it's a blessing to be able to hear some noise. That's what I'm saying. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Sometimes it's cold. It's a blessing to feel that it's cold. Everybody here have to grab that towel, and it's hot in here. Get hot, sweating. You ought to say thank you, Lord, because you can get hot and have to wipe your brow because you're sweating. Knowing that the presence of God is with us wherever we go. Psalm 139 is a wonderful meditation on God's omniscience and his omnipresence. I mean, he knows everything. There's not one thing that God does not know. There is not one place, omnipresence, there's not one place where God is not. King David wrote this, and he wrote this in a time of reflection, and he contemplates, David contemplates God's knowledge and his presence in his life, wondering if God is even there, but he affirmed that there is no place beyond God's reach. Doesn't matter where or who or when or where or who or when or where, God can reach you. 7 and 8 serve as a pivotal moment in the psalm and emphasizes to us that God's Spirit is always with us. That's some good news there. Because verse 4 says, for there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Hear the things I say. Verse 5, thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. wherever I am, no matter what I'm thinking, God is there. As we look at this psalm, this implies of God's being everywhere at all times. This implies and lets us know that God knows all things. And sometimes we think about the bad things, but I want to remind you, God knows the good things too. God knows those who are faithful. God knows those who will follow him. God knows those who will stand on his word. The Bible truly says that he's a rewarder of faith. Those who diligently seek him. Check that out. He is a rewarder to those. God's presence is there. He knows that you're faithful. He knows that you're following him. And here it calls us to live with awareness that God is always present. As you look at this verse 7, it says, whether. Other versions, it says, where shall I go? Verse 7, where shall I go from thy spirit? Where shall I go? Can I work on that just where shall I go? First thing on today, I want to share with you is God's spirit is everywhere at the same time. You could say omnipresent. God's spirit is omnipresent. Meaning everywhere at the same time. He can be with you. He can be with me. He can be in Alaska. He can be in Florida. He can be in Africa. He can be everywhere at the same time. That's the God we serve. So somebody up in here having a pity party, thinking that nobody's listening, nobody cares, nobody ever values you. Well, your God values you. Because he knows where you are, what you're going through. He's there because he's everywhere at the same time. Says this in this opening question. It says, where shall I go? Where shall I go from your spirit? What this means is if you're trying to escape God's presence, you can't escape God's presence. David acknowledges that no geographical location can separate him from God. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what you're going through. It's a truth. It's a fact. Where can you go? In good times, God is there. Where can you go on a rainy day? God is there. Where can you go when there's money in your pocket? God is there. When there's no money in your pocket, God is there. When you got good health, God is there. When you have bad health, God is there. When you have one friend, God is there. When you have 15 friends, God is there. When you can't find a friend anywhere, God is there. I'll preach this if I have to preach it all by myself. When you got a pair of shoes, God is there. When you got 10 pairs of shoes, God is there. When you can't find a pair of shoes at all, God is there. When you got one coat, God is there. When you got 10 coats, God is there. You can't find a coat and it's raining and storming outside. God is still there. Call somebody, get voicemail, text. They won't text you back. God is still there. I'm reminded of the Bible where it reminds us in this psalm that we can't go anywhere without God being with us. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, somebody help me here. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall, not won't. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. That's the presence of God. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Why? For his name's sake, the presence of God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That's the presence of God. Why? Because thy rod and thy staff, what do they do? They comfort me. I'm talking to somebody up in here. The presence of God. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Y'all excuse me if I run down there and run back, but talking about the presence of God, it says, surely goodness and mercy, surely goodness and mercy. Psalm 23 lets us know that God's presence is there. And when you think that God does not have your back, just look back there every now and then, because Psalm 23, 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. Go ahead, I know you want to do it. Look back there. You see surely goodness and mercy right back there. No matter where you go, go ahead, look again. I know you want to look. God's presence is there. He has your back. He has your front. He has your side. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Hey. Forever. Somebody feel, even though your bills are paid, somebody feel. Even though you got some friends, somebody feel. As if God has left you off his list. First of all, God is not Santa Claus. We don't make a list. He ain't checking it twice. God is a God that he deserves us to follow him and be obedient to his will. And we may have questions, but you find the answers by following him. God's spirit is omnipresent, means that wherever we go, God's spirit is there. But if you don't go nowhere, if you don't do anything, then you're really not going to truly experience the presence of God. You never get into it with anybody. You never try anything new for the Lord. You never come out of your comfort zone. How can you know that the Lord is on your side if you never do anything? If you never go anywhere? If you never share the gospel? If you never minister to people that don't like you, can't stand you? If you never minister to people who are resistant and stuck in their ways? If you never just go out of your comfort zone? How will you know that God is there? How will you know he'll never leave you or forsake you? In order for him to leave you, that means you got to be somewhere. And I don't know about you, but in my life, I've been some places where it seems very dark. Like Satan really had me, but I can stand here and tell you today, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yeah, you can sit there all comfortable if you want to and say amen in church, but you ought to say thank you, Jesus. When you're in that doctor's office, you ought to be able to say, thank you, Jesus, when that child ain't acting right. Oh, when they lights start flickering because you know your money got funny, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. It's all right when the choir is singing to just get up and stand and say, God is good. But when your health ain't right, when life is falling all apart, when you in some mess, and can still praise him. You understand the omnipresence of God. That God is there with you wherever you are. Anybody going through something right now, you ought to just thank him. Thank him in spite of. You ought to say, thank you, Jesus. You ought to lift him up. Home ain't right. Children ain't right. Car won't even start on you. Still lift him up and say, thank you. Why, Reverend, are you asking me to praise God? Because God is with you anyhow. Look at somebody. Say, he's with me anyhow. Oh, you need to say it again. He's with me anyhow. Oh, somebody's still trying to sneak one off on me. Say, he's with me anyhow. The omnipresence of God lets me know that God is with us anyhow. Why I say anyhow, I put that in my note, anyhow. Reverend, tell them why anyhow. Because we act messed up too. We ain't perfect. Come on, somebody. We done got ourselves in some stuff and like the stuff we in. But God's presence is still with us. His forgiveness is still there. His grace is still there. His mercy is still there. But that ain't good enough. If you know you're wrong, then get right. Don't just say, I know I'm wrong. I thank God's grace and his mercy. I'm still going to stay wrong. No, that's not understanding God's grace. If you know you're wrong, then you need to be right. Amen. Oh, they got quiet over here, Reverend. I better keep on moving. Jeremiah 23:24 says, can a man hide himself in a secret place so that he cannot see him? Declares the Lord. Do I not fill heaven and earth? Declares the Lord. Jeremiah 23:24. This is a truth that invites us to live with the awareness of God's constant presence. Wherever you go, God is there. Every now and then, with my human self, when I feel depression, worry, doubt, discomfort, every now and then I just need to stand up and just look around. Yeah. Went to my left, may have been your right, and then I go to my right, your left. I just look around. Say, thank you, Jesus. I know you're all around me. Then you know what I do? I get with my child self, meaning I'm God's child. I just point my heart and say, God, not only are you around me, but you're in me. No matter where I go, you got my back, because there's some stuff in my mind and in my heart that ain't right, and you there, and there's some stuff that's going on around me, and you there. God's presence invites you to be aware that God is with you. But look at this. Look at this. Psalm 139, I need to go back there, because it says, thou hast searched me and known me. Then this really got me. It says, you know it's my down sitting and my uprising. Do you see that? When I sit down and when I sit up. It's simple, but look at this. When you sit down and when you uprise, that means there's some movement. You can't really see what God can do if you just stay seated. I just touched on it, but I need to really just take the towel and really rub right there a little bit more. Is that many of us have no problem with sitting down, but we don't want to get up. Don't want to move, don't want to do anything. But can I challenge you? It's not about Union Baptist Church. It's not about the pastor. It's not about a teacher. It's not about sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so asked me to do this. It's about you understanding the presence of God. If you don't step out on faith, if you don't step out of your comfort zone in the Lord, you'll really never know who God is and what he can do. If you just stay seated there, then you will never know how much of a deliverer he is. How much of he's a, anybody here, can I get some time? Know what a midnight hour is? Anybody been in a midnight hour? And God has brought your midnight hour where you had to have a midnight hour to know that God will bring you out of your midnight hour. Yeah, stop being comfortable. Allow God to move you wherever you go. When you're down, you're up. Sitting down, sitting up. That means you got to do something to know that God is able. Yeah, the best testimony is somebody that I see lived it. The best testimony is somebody I see that's going through it and still holding on to God's unchanging hand. You can tell me what the right thing is, but I need to see you doing the right thing. Yeah, in spite of it all, that is the presence of God. Consider Jonah. Studied and looked at him a little bit. He tried to flee from God's command and went in the opposite direction. He didn't just sit down. He just walked away. Oh, yeah, you can put your name in there. Your name ain't Jonah, but you can put your name in there. God tell you to do something, and you go the complete opposite way. Yet, even in the depths of the sea, God was there. When God had swallowed him up, used a fish, providing a way back through that fish. Some of us have been swallowed up by a big fish. But whatever fish you in, remember God has allowed you to be in that fish to provide a way back to him. Provide a way to get your mind right. I don't know about you. I complain because my mother enjoyed beating me as a child. I complain. I still complain. I tell her to her face, you whooped me like you enjoyed it. And she told me she did, y'all. But when I look at it as a life, as I've matured, and this is the serious part of it, if it had not been for discipline, had not been for some discipline and being made uncomfortable and some accountability in my life. Come on, somebody. Some folk want to fight the pastor and stuff, but you need some accountability. You know you ain't going to act right by yourself. I got three kids. They're good kids sometimes. I am not going to leave the house under their control. They're going to do what they want to do. Come on, somebody. One day I walked in there was a lamp. Somebody broke it. To this day, I don't know. They was the only three people in the house. Nobody broke it. I'm not going to leave the house under their tenure, under their watch. They going to look out for each other. They not going to rule. There needs to be a guardian there. There needs to be somebody to put some fences up, some accountability. So if you're in a church, you need a pastor. If you're a teacher, you need somebody teaching you. And God has ordained a pastor to do so because God's presence is there. But then you get in your own presence and do your own thing. And the shepherd has to just hook you and bring you back. And that's what happened to Jonah. He had to go into the fish and be brought back. He still didn't like it. I could see him with his old bottom lip, you know, out there poking out. Lip, anybody ever do that? This highlights that we cannot escape God's presence. And in our flight, we only find ourselves lost. But God gonna get us where we need to be, whether we like it or don't like it. So you can go ahead and put your lip out there if you want to. And then God will do just like my mama would do. Bring that lip up here. And that's just something else for her to hit. Come on, somebody. In our lives, we need boundaries. In our lives, we need fences. In our lives, we need guardians. Sheep ain't gonna keep each other. You need a shepherd. You need somebody who's teaching you. If they teaching you, they need to be taught. They need to be going through something. Amen? I say amen all by myself. Because the presence of God means the Spirit of God is always with us. And the Spirit of God provides accountability. We need direction. The next thing that I see, it says there in Psalm 139, verse 7 and 8. 8 says, if I ascend up, that's what it says. If I ascend up, if I ascend to heaven, God's presence is comforting. God's presence is comforting. Not only his spirit, the omnipresence of his spirit, but if I ascend to heaven, you are there. This verse reflects the assurance that God is with us in the heights of joy and success. This picture here evokes a sense of divine companionship in our most exalted moments. Wherever you are, God is there, not just in the low, but even when you're up there. Yeah, God is there. Reflects that God is with us. Paul said it this way, Romans 8, 38 and 39. Said, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, angels, demons, principalities, neither present nor the future nor powers will be able to what separate us from the love of God. In times of triumph, we often forget our need for God. In times where the bills are paid, we forget who's really paying the bills. In times where everything is lined up, we forget who lined it up. In times where we don't really need anything extra, we provide for ourselves. We forget that it's not us providing for ourselves. It's God who has provided for us. This verse reminds us to celebrate our success with acknowledgement and gratitude for God's role in what he has done. If everything is all right, you ought to say, thank you, Lord, for everything being all right. You go and ask him to get you out of trouble. Well, when you're out of trouble, say, thank you. I'm out of trouble. Think about what God has done. This verse reminds us to celebrate when everything is all right. Celebrate when we have a success. Celebrate when we have a victory, because God did it and he'll do it again. We should take time to reflect on how God has guided us through all of our achievements and things that we've done. Can I say, you have nothing without God. Nothing without God. Think about a ceremony that honors somebody. The person honored beams with pride, surrounded by usually family and friends and people who are honoring them, co-workers, etc., and they're celebrating whatever the accomplishment is. In this moment of joy, let us remember to thank God for his presence and his guidance through the journey. Because if it hadn't been for his steady hand on you, you wouldn't be able to even have the strength to hold that reward in your hand. So God's presence, if I ascend to heaven, God's presence is comforting by knowing that he has injected provision for us, that he has injected his presence for us, and we are kept. The last one, then I won't let you go, is if I make my bed, it says there, if I make my bed in hell, behold, what does it say? Thou art there. God's presence is inescapable. You can't get away from it. The second part of verse 8, if I make my bed in hell, you are there, indicates even in the darkest, most terrifying places, in Sheol, that's the place. It represents a realm of the dead. Everything in a dead place is dead. Everything in a dead place is dead. And the Bible says everything the dead ought to be what? Buried. And when you are in a dead place, you need the presence of God and you cannot get away. It said, even in these places, if I make my bed in hell, you are there. It indicates that even in your darkest moments, even in your most terrifying moments, God is present and God is there. Revelation 1:18, I am the living God. It says, I am the living God. I am the living one. I was dead, and now I look. I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and hell. This emphasizes in Revelation and through Scripture, it emphasizes the truth that even in death, we are not separated from God. When death knocks on our door, in any capacity or any way, he has not separated his love from us. God still loves us. He has not taken his presence from us. He still is there. In our lives, we face hardships. Anybody face some hardships? In our lives, we face some pain. Anybody face some pain? In our lives, we face death in various ways. Anybody ever face death? Knowing that God is with us in our darkest moments provides profound comfort, letting us know that even though it's not all right now, everything gonna be all right. We can approach these trials and tribulations with courage and confidence, knowing that we are never alone. Consider the story of a family who lost a loved one. In their grief, they felt isolated and abandoned. God, why us? However, through their journey of mourning, they found a deeper understanding of God's presence, comforting them, guiding them, reminding them of the hope beyond death. Today, I want to remind you, that's why we come to church. That's why we call on the name of Jesus. Don't just call on the name of Jesus because the choir is singing your song. Don't just call on the name of Jesus because it's at the end of a prayer. Don't just call on Jesus because you're blessing your food. Don't just call on Jesus just to call on him. But call on Jesus because you know there's hope through Jesus Christ. That this is not the end. God gave us Jesus. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God, I'll say it again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But have everlasting life is hope. Didn't say that this life won't run out, but you have through Jesus an everlasting life. And I don't know about you, but that gives me joy, unspeakable joy. That gives me a shout to the top of the mountains. That even in the midst of pain, in the midst of challenges, even in the midst of struggle, I have a Savior. And he's sweet, I know. His name is Jesus, and because he is Jesus, we can make it day by day. Anybody got Jesus? Anybody got Mary's baby? Anybody have the rose of Sharon? The Son of God. The great getting the money. His name is Jesus. To the capital J-E-S-U-S. His name is Jesus. To the capital J-E-S-U-S. His name is Jesus. To the capital J-E-S-U-S. His name is Jesus. And just by calling on his name gives us hope in the midst of this dark world. Gives us hope in our trials and tribulations. And you know what gives me hope? When I think about Jesus and what he's done for me. Well, what did he do for you, Reverend? I think about the cross. That cross on Calvary. How they put him up there. How they put them nails in his hand. How they put them nails in his feet. So when I start thinking about my feelings, I don't feel so bad because I've never had a nail through my hand. I've never had a nail through my feet. But Jesus there on Calvary's cross allowed himself to be nailed for me. Yeah, yeah, somebody in here may have been stabbed or cut, but they took a sword and pierced him in his side. Yeah, and he died for you and for me. They took his dead body and they put him there in the grave. But this is what I like about early, early, early Sunday morning. Because we have hope, he got up with all power, all power, all power of heaven and earth in his hands. I have something to shout about. I have something to thank God for. I have hope because Jesus was crucified. I have hope because Jesus died, and I sure enough have hope because of the resurrection power of God. It may not be my turn, but one day I'm going to die just like Jesus died. And just one day I'm going to transition into my spiritual body just like Jesus transitioned into his spiritual. That's hope, church. And that's the hope that we depend on. The presence of God, the comfort of God. That no matter what is going on here in this world, in these times, we have hope. We have hope through Jesus. But we have to have a conversation with Jesus on a regular basis. We have to talk with Jesus, not talk at Jesus, but talk with Jesus. And we have to know that God provides accountability in our life. And puts the fences around us, because if we are left to ourselves, we'll do whatever we want to do. We ain't going to tell on nobody. We ain't going to say nothing because we human and we do that. But we need a God that is a righteous God, giving us accountability day in and day out. God's presence provides that accountability, those boundaries for us, and knowing that there is hope for us. Jesus is on the main line. You know that one, that little devotion, Jesus is on. Could y'all give me that? Because when we think about having a conversation with Jesus and telling him exactly what we want, then we can know that he will give us what we need. But we also have to follow him and keep his commandments and do what he said do. Oh, Jesus. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him. Oh, Jesus is on. Will you please stand? Tell him what you. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. I tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, the line is never busy. The line is never busy. Yes, tell him his presence is there. God's presence is there. Busy, tell him. Oh, his line. Busy, I tell him. Oh, you just call him. Tell him what you want. My brother and sister, is there one who have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? We want to invite you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. There's somebody that does not have a church home and you would like this to be your church home, and are you accepting upon your faith in Jesus Christ? You've already accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you would like to come into this fellowship. We invite you to come by letter, Christian Experience. If you come and give your life to Jesus, you come as a candidate for baptism. Oh, call him. Oh, call him up. Call him up. Call him. Is there one? Tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. Call him up and tell him what. Is there one? Is there one? You may call. You may raise your hand. Call him up. Tell him. You just call and tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus. Jesus is on main. Oh, Jesus is on the main. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on. Is that one? Is that one? Oh, tell him. He just called. You see that number still? There's room in the kingdom of God. We thank God. We're praying for God's Spirit, his presence to continue to be with you. As you travel this week, we pray for those families that will be celebrating life on this week, that God give them comfort. God give them peace. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest and abide with each and every one of us as we go and know of God's presence. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Go with God. Go in peace.